This is the Bay and Teepee Perspective. I'm Brian Bay. And today we do not have Greg Teepee, but I have a couple guests. I have Mark Lawrence.
Hey, what's up?
Brandon Walters.
Glad to be back.
Yes, sir. And today our perspective is on college football. Everything from playoffs to rankings to anything we want to talk about college football related. So we're going to start off. I'm going to rattle off the rankings. I mean, most people know what they are now. They came out. It's the week two rankings for the playoff. November 9th, 2021 is when they came out. So I'll just rattle off the top 10. Number one was Georgia, two Bama, three Oregon, four Ohio State, five UC, six Michigan, seven Michigan State, eight Oklahoma, nine Notre Dame, and 10 Oklahoma State. So, Mark, you got any first thoughts on that?
Yeah, when I first saw it, I don't understand Michigan's ranking over Michigan State, because Michigan State did beat them.
Yes.
But I also feel like Oklahoma got robbed.
Yeah.
I don't personally like Oklahoma. I feel like they're overrated.
Yeah.
But they're undefeated. They are from a Power 5, and they should be ranked higher. But for some unbeknownst reason, they're not. They're staying at number 8, which makes absolutely zero sense.
And I'll go into a little bit of that, too. So, basically, what you're saying was Michigan was your biggest surprise of the new college football rankings. So, I'm right there with you. I think I don't get that at all with Michigan State beating them. What I don't know how many days it's been, 12 days ago? Sometimes I feel like maybe Ohio State should have been ranked higher than Oregon. But at the same time, me and Brian talked about this earlier, which it's weird. Does head-to-head matchups matter when you're looking at NCAA rankings? Or are we looking at, you know, Brian said something about the strength of the losses.
Yeah, that's what I went with.
I think Michigan, literally 12 days ago or whatever it was, getting beat by, you know, Michigan, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, for me, it's like, so I think it was a strength-of-loss situation. Michigan, I think, should be under Michigan State. Oklahoma got jobbed in the first rankings. They were idle last week, so I fully thought they would stay at 8 just because they didn't play. Now, I think in the first ones, they probably should have been higher. I think it's a strength-of-loss situation where, like, Ohio State was ranked high because their loss was Oregon. Their strength of schedule is really not that great yet. It will be, you know, because, like, they don't consider Penn State a ranked win in the college football playoff because they're not ranked in the playoff, though we all know in, like, the AP they were ranked at the time still. So they don't count that. But I think, like I said, like, strength of loss, because they're, like, Michigan State should be – their strength of loss was a ranked Michigan, which actually I have some stats on that. I can pull that photo up now that we're talking about that. So, all right, so it says – 17 ranked teams have a win versus a ranked team. 8 teams don't have a win versus a ranked team. And this is from Lance McAllister, a local guy here in Cincinnati. And I'll rattle off some of them. Georgia, they were at number 17 Auburn and beat them. Alabama, number 15 Ole Miss. Oregon at number 4 Ohio State. Ohio State none. Cincinnati at Notre Dame, number 9 Notre Dame. Michigan at number 18 Wisconsin. Michigan State at number 6. Michigan, Oklahoma, none versus ranked, which is, I think that's what hurt them initially. Notre Dame's are number 18 Wisconsin, number 19 Purdue, and Oklahoma State, number 13 Baylor, and that's like your top 10.
So what I was thinking was the three wins that stands out to me there is Oregon over number 4 Ohio State. And then after that win, you have, you know, Michigan State obviously over Michigan. That stands out to me. And obviously the Cincinnati versus Notre Dame game stands out to me. Them are the three big games on that win list that you just told us that actually stand out to me. And what I agree with the top four. For the most, you can switch them in any order you want to. Alabama, maybe, is my most questionable suspect at number 2.
Yeah, I feel like, for me, and now I want to touch on that. At the time, it was an unranked in the AP poll, 2-loss A&M team, who since has kind of bounced back. I'll give them that. But besides that, Bama struggled against a lot of teams that have multiple losses. Like, they've won them, but, like, Florida was, like, a struggle. You know, they had, I can't think of all of them, but there's a couple struggle games that I'm like, I feel like Bama, when they are number one or two Bama, they're blowing those teams out. You know, and it's not like, to me, it's almost a down year for the SEC in ways, minus Georgia. They're a dog. I don't care what, does, you know, what they're at. They're a dog. But I just, and I don't want to hate on Bama because I don't like Bama. I'll admit that. So I'm not trying to keep my bias out. But I don't think two was where they really should have been. Maybe five.
I don't think they would have. I don't think they would have put them at five. And
no, they
I
won't. Am, they
and
won't
I am
do
an
it.
Alabama fan. I love Nick Saban.
Yeah,
for
we know.
Many reasons.
We know.
But I don't think you could justify if, and we're from the hometown UC.
Yeah.
I don't think they could have justified putting Bama behind UC, because then that would have been an uproar. Because, you know, it's
Bama.
In the big scheme of things, it's a money grab, right?
Yeah.
But I think,
could you put them four though? Like, initially,
maybe three.
Three. So yeah. So
I think three, but I don't see Oregon or Ohio State above Alabama.
No, not ultimately, but like Oregon had the best win to that point, in my opinion.
And where we're
who's at. Bama's best win? Do you know? Like, did I just say that maybe?
But where we're at now,
Ole Miss, number 15, Ole Miss. So that was a pretty solid win because Ole Miss is.
But
legit.
Oregon's win is solider. It, I mean, I don't even know if that's word, but
yeah, more I mean, solid, if you will.
I mean, we're in there, you know. I'm an Oregon fan, so I just got to say that now that marks.
And I'm an Ohio State fan, so I enjoy you saying that it's more solider of a win.
we will let this known that we're all UC fans first.
And, yeah, we like UC. Well, I'm Ohio State first. I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah,
I'm UC right. second, but.
I'm UC first.
I do pull for
I have
bit.
A secondary team, and it's Oregon.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm ashamed to even say that I have a secondary team, but
no.
I think everybody does.
See, I'm born and raised Ohio State, so that's my shit, but I still like UC's local team, so I ain't mad at them.
Oregon has a better win. They have a better strength of schedule so far. I'm not sure. I don't know. Me and Brian talked about this earlier. We do not know how the strength of schedule is calculated. There's no way that I could possibly say that Oregon has a worse schedule than Ohio State.
Yeah, do you know the formula at all, Mark? Like,
what goes into it? I mean, to me, I feel like strength of the schedule is kind of a joke.
Right.
Yeah. To be 100% honest, like it's
well,
people
it's
guessing.
It's a guessing. Yes, you want to have ranked opponents, and yes, you want to have some squash games.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, what does your strength of schedule have to do with you blowing out a team 45-3, or whether you win a
45-40
yeah. game? Where does that line draw? Like,
and,
where do you see it at?
And
like,
just right where, now, I'll touch on it, Oregon. Strength of schedule 24, Ohio State 63.
How though? And I'm not trying to be a homer, but you're telling me the Pac-12 is that much better?
And that's including
than the Big Ten.
And that's including Oregon on Ohio State's schedule.
Yeah,
so, I mean
that, you know, that's ranked up there.
Right.
So that's strength of schedule I throw out, but I don't know how much the committee really looks at that. Is I think they look at strength of loss more than strength of schedule. But, I think it's a thing, but.
But they don't talk about that, though. They talk about strength of schedule.
They need to be more transparent, in my opinion. They need to be more transparent about what their thoughts are and why, you know. I want them to explain why they didn't put UC up there. Besides, who else did they play besides Notre Dame?
That's
what the dude said.
That's their I'm biggest like, claim. Like, who did they play? But did they not.
Who did anybody else play? Really?
Right. But like, did they not go into the season saying if UC went in and beat Indiana and then beat Notre Dame? That they were going to be guaranteed a top four spot.
Yeah.
So then how do you justify even the top 25 rankings? You put a number two ranked team in the nation at number six, and you justify it by saying, who did they play other than Notre Dame?
No. And see, I even put it against Ohio State. So Ohio State's best opponent was Oregon, which they lost. UC's best opponent was Notre Dame, which they won. UC's second best opponent was Indiana. Ohio State beat them by more than UC did, but UC also beat them. UC's not a power. They're a group of five, and they scheduled two power fives. How do you hold that against them just because Indiana sucks this year? Yeah, Ohio State beat them more, but it's like, so you're saying Ohio State's better than UC on what? And I'm not saying they're not, because I want Ohio State to be better, but is it an eyeball test? Is it? Because really, like you said, the strength of schedule is not, I mean, it's like UC's 99. So if you go by that, and the strength of loss is better, but UC didn't lose. So I just don't know what went into it. Or it's, I'd like them just to admit, like, hey, they've been struggling. Because you could say that.
Right.
They barely have beat some shitty teams. So they need to have won those by more, which is, style points is a thing, unfortunately, but it is. So UC needs to have won those by more and not struggle. And even last week when they won on a fumble, that was,
right,
you know, not good. So, like, I get maybe them being below, but it's like, I don't know. There's some – I don't see how you justify not putting UC in at the end of the year if they've gone undefeated.
Well, I can tell you right now, I listened to something earlier on ESPN. And I'm pretty sure it was Paul Feinbaum. I don't know. You guys might know who he is. You might.
I know who he is.
He's annoying to me.
He's an SEC guy.
Yeah, he's fucking.
He's
SEC. All SEC.
He's
an
SEC dude.
Anyway, he said that he would not be surprised if Notre Dame ran the table for the rest of the year and jumped UC in the ranking.
That would make zero sense.
Yeah, it would, but
because Notre Dame's really played no one either.
So does putting Michigan State on top of Michigan right now. The thing is Notre Dame's having more quality wins down their stretch, and college football can use that because, like you said, it's a money grab, right? Notre Dame's, they make more money. They pull in more money, you know? So, they would love to.
But Oregon has a bad loss, too. They lost to Stanford.
Yes.
Which is not a good loss this year.
The thing that, like I said, my most favorite two teams in college football, Oregon, UC. The thing that them two teams are missing that's going to hurt them a lot down the stretch is neither of them teams step on an opponent's neck.
So my thing against Notre Dame, not to cut you off, but look, I just pulled up their schedule. They had to go to overtime to beat Florida State. Florida State's trash. The ACC's hot garbage this year. Overtime, and they won by 3. Toledo, they beat by 3. Toledo. Purdue. You know, they won by, like, 27-13. Wisconsin, that was a big win. They beat the stink out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They lost to UC. They beat Virginia Tech by 3. They beat a USC, 31-16. They beat North Carolina, who is probably the best team in the ACC, Wake Forest.
But they haven't played like it. I think it's Pittsburgh right now.
Navy they beat. And then they go on, they'll play Virginia, Georgia Tech, Stanford. That's not a strong schedule. It's all right. But like Notre Dame has struggled a lot. And I think they're not, and technically they're not a Power 5, but they are. They're independent.
Yeah, they talk about them like just like they are. They move like they are. You know, they're in there with the top teams. And what I might be mistaken here, but Notre Dame's had their chance, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
and they've gotten waxed every time they've been in the playoffs.
Every time they've had their chance.
They've been waxed every time.
If I'm the people there, you know, making these decisions on where to put people, at least give UC a chance.
And I know they're not supposed to go to last year, but go to last year. UC battled Georgia.
Down to the, I mean.
Lost on the last possession. A time. Yeah. Basically, it was Fickell had a bad coaching error in the time management.
And
they're going to say, well, Georgia didn't have all their players, neither did UC.
The thing
UC was missing their best cornerback, which is also their best player.
A bad man.
Yeah.
I was telling Brian, there's flaws in the NFL and there's flaws in the NCAA. Everybody knows this. Like he was saying earlier, a 7-9 team in the NFL can go to the playoffs.
Like the Seahawks.
Just because they have a trash-ass division and, you know, make it into the playoffs. But a 10-win team from the AFC North might not wait. You know, they might not make it. But I just think the NFL is so much more, you know, straight-edged and clear.
It's straightforward. It's straightforward.
Right. Yeah. And the thing that fixes all this to me is an expansion, which everybody knows we want, and we wanted it to happen. But a team like UC getting left out this year, it's crazy for me to even think of.
I think they need a lot. So what scenarios do you think UC gets in on? So mine is, to me, the winner of the Big Ten's in, because I think it's going to be Ohio State or Michigan, and I don't think either one's going to lose a game besides to each other. So I think the winner of the Big Ten gets in. Georgia, no matter what happens, gets in, unless they get upset and lose two. But if they lose an SEC championship to Bama, they're still in.
Right.
Or if they lose an SEC championship to anybody, they're still in. Worst case scenario for UC is Bama winning, and then that's maybe three slots.
Right. I think, if Ohio State loses, if Oregon loses, which who knows? I think that's the only way, but my fear
is... Does Oklahoma need to lose as well?
Well, that's the thing. Where do you draw the line for that? So, like, to me, with the rankings, and I'm going back and forth, but for the rankings, like, you're telling me right now that the conference that UC is going to go to, if they were undefeated right now, they would be ranked number 8. That's what you're telling
that's
me.
That's true. Yeah,
so,
no.
So what does that even matter? Like, why were they ranked 6 and now 5? Like, why you can't really put them in the top 4? Because now you're telling me even if they go to the Big East, it's not going to matter. The Big 12. Butchered that. But, like, why?
Well, I think
where is it?
The only thing, and I'm not, I agree with you. But with that said, Oklahoma's schedule thus far, they barely beat Tulane. They waxed Western Carolina, but they're nobody.
They struggled against some mediocre teams.
Yeah. They struggled against Nebraska, West Virginia. Yeah, I mean, Texas was a shootout. But when they switch quarterbacks, they start getting better.
Yeah, and the same is to be said about Cincinnati. Is they've struggled against mediocre teams. And
I think for Oklahoma, I guess I should say, they don't have that big win. They don't have that flagship win. So I think that's why they're keeping them lower.
Oh, well, they got a good chance coming up.
Oh, they got Baylor, Iowa State, Oklahoma State. Those are three studly wins.
Yeah, and they pass UC. In my opinion,
if they run it, they have to be in.
That Oklahoma State game is going to be huge.
They're in.
If they run it, they have to be in.
If they run it, the table.
But I think though that if UC runs the table, there would be a hard argument that you'd have to tell me that they're not justified for being in the top 4.
And I didn't get to go yet. I want to claim my case for UC.
Okay, go.
And I don't have one. Just to be honest, I mean, I think the college football gods are against us. I think even if we go undefeated, the best way UC gets into the playoffs is dominoes fall our way.
They need more hell to break loose.
And that's just everybody beating up on each
only,
other. I mean, that's literally what it is.
The positive sign I can see for UC is that they did go up this week and they struggled. Though a lot of teams struggled.
Everybody struggled.
Everybody struggled. But that still proves to me that at least they can move up. Because I thought the highest they would get was 6.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I thought that was it. I thought, well, they hit their peak. They're only going to go down from here. And then even if Michigan State lost, I still thought they'd stay at 6 at best. Someone would hop them. Something would happen. But everybody struggled. And that's the only reason Michigan really went up. It's because they're the one team in the top 10 that didn't struggle, if you will.
UC is one of the very few teams I see up there that does not control their own fate.
No.
I mean, literally, like, if Georgia loses to Alabama and Georgia are in, you might as well just kick UC to the curb.
I don't think a two-loss Alabama team is going
to
go to the
playoffs. No, not a two-loss, but Bama has to beat Georgia.
No, I meant, that's what I meant, I'm sorry. I meant if Bama does beat Georgia, they both are in.
Most likely, you're correct.
Yeah, so that automatically kicks UC to the curb, you know? So UC needs dominoes to fall their way, but if they fall the wrong way, they're automatically out.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think if worst case scenario for UC is Bama wins because that's two SEC teams in, to me the Big Ten champion's in, because my guess is that it's Ohio State and Michigan, one of the two. And then the fourth slot goes to either Oregon, Notre Dame, or Oklahoma. Notre Dame's the least case, but I could see how they could jump them, whether it's right or wrong. I could see the committee jumping them. That's not my opinion. I don't think they should, but that's the committee being the committee.
Right.
You know, kind of a scenario.
UC's fate, bottom line, is in the fate of the committee.
Yeah, it's in the fate of the committee. But if they might be able to force their hands. If they went out, Oregon loses, they're gone. Oklahoma loses one, they're gone.
Because
I don't think a one. I don't think a one. I think the committee stated with them being 8 that a one-loss Oklahoma ain't in. They're not in. A two-loss Oregon's not in. You know,
Ohio State's not in.
A two-loss Ohio State's not in. A two-loss Michigan's not in. The only thing I think is hell could break loose for UC if, say, Ohio State takes another loss. Say Purdue upsets Ohio State this week. Boom, second loss. But then Ohio State goes on to beat Michigan State and Michigan and causes them to have two losses. Big Ten's probably out. I don't think there's a two-loss Big Ten. I don't think any two-loss team can get in unless they're all two losses.
Well, how do you feel about...
But I don't think a two-loss gets in over UC. I don't think they can do that. I don't think there's a way they can explain that.
I've heard people say that the Aggies might get in by two, I with two losses.
It. I can't
there's,
see it.
There's no way.
I cannot there's see that.
Absolutely no way.
There's not an option in my head that I can see the Aggies getting in. If they do, it's blasphemy. If they do, then everybody needs to be pissed off.
Well, I feel like we run into these situations a lot where Auburn, being an SEC team, right, they're 6-3. I'm not sure where they're ranked. They're up there. Top 20. Auburn, three losses. I feel like sometimes the SEC gets these special privileges where they can take these three-loss teams and make them rank number 18th in the country, and then Alabama plays Auburn and gets an 18th-ranked win when I don't think Auburn belongs there in the first place.
I don't think that Auburn should be above Purdue by no means.
No.
Because Purdue has played spoiler in both top. I think Iowa's, number three in the nation at one point?
Yeah.
Number three, number two?
Yeah.
And they throttled them. And then they played number three Michigan State and throttled them.
Yeah.
And you're going to put them at number 19? Like, where...
Yeah, they just drop.
I don't understand the rankings. Like,
no.
I don't
like, Iowa doesn't have an offense, but they have one of the best defenses in the nation.
Well, it's completely confusing, and that's what aggravates me about college football. But you put three-loss team up in the top 20, and you give Alabama or a Georgia an easy win, and all of a sudden they have a top 20 opponent beat. You know, Ohio State doesn't have one all year, but when they – Who was it that they played, Brian, that we were talking about earlier? I asked you a question.
Who was that?
What team? I said, does the AP poll matter when it comes down to the college?
No. Yeah, it doesn't.
You told me no.
But yeah, like, so Ohio State's example was they beat Penn State that was ranked in the AP, but they're not ranked in the college football playoff, so hence the zero top-ranked wins for Ohio State, though, like, they beat a ranked Penn State. I know who had two losses at the time, but it was two, you know, kind of legitimate losses, you know, and... Penn State's better than what the record shows.
Yeah, Penn State is really better. We were talking about Ole Miss and Penn State. We were going to
debate that, yeah.
I know. And the reason I asked Brian that question earlier is because my whole thing was about Cincinnati. Because obviously we live here. I want them to do good. I want them to make the top four. So I was asking Brian this because of SMU and Houston. They both were ranked in the top 20 in the AP poll. But
neither were ranked in the college. Yeah,
they're not even shown. But you got these three lost teams up there, and I get what conference they're in, and I get their strength of schedule and all this. But they were the AP poll and the CFP is so far off.
Yeah,
I think, and like I said, I'm a fan of Alabama. I'm not a fan of the SEC because you put all these schools in there that you just rank them.
If you want to be in the SEC and you want to be ranked in the top 20, win fucking games and don't lose. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
I think their justification is they get, you know, the elite of the elite players that want to come and play there.
Bearcats go to the Big 12 next year and they win three games. They're not going to be in the top fucking 25, you know?
I will say that, though, there is something to be said about depth. It's kind of like, so, like, Bama, Ohio State... Teams like that, they have five stars on the bench that aren't playing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's, you know, Ohio State has three quarterbacks that could have started this year, and they'd still be in same position or possibly undefeated. I don't know. I mean, Stroud's the best of the three. I do say that. But there's, other, you know, they could have had it. You know, they have multiple options. They recycle players. UC's building to that. You know, they actually just stole a recruit from Ohio State, Michigan. He's a linebacker. I don't know his name. I just seen it today. Mm-hmm. They just stole a recruit from the big dog. So they're getting there, but their depth, so like if any of their players go down, they're not – their starters are legit, but their backups are nothing.
You're talking about 5- and 4-star recruits when UC might have their 5-star or 4-star, but it immediately goes to 3 or 2.
After yeah, that. Like UC doesn't have any 5-stars. I don't think that were recruits. Now, what's his name? Who the hell is the damn cornerback?
Sauce
Gardner. Yeah, he's playing like a 5-star.
That and Kobe Bryant.
Hey, Kobe Bryant's
Sauce,
playing like
Sauce
it.
Sauce Gardner is the best corner, in my opinion, in college football. The kid has not given up a touchdown in his entire career. Yeah. That's absurd.
He's a beast.
They don't throw to him. He's on his own
island. Bengals.
Yeah.
Bengals. Just saying. Look at him.
He's projected.
I like it. But, yeah, seriously, like, they just don't, I think their biggest thing there, and I don't know that the committee looks at that, but their depth is what hurts them currently. But I think they'll get there. And I think to spin it off of the rankings and kind of go on a little more UC of a rant, I think going to the Big 12 obviously is going to help because it's Power 5. They're going to get a lot of money. They're going to be able to redo some more, upgrade some more facilities, things of that nature. Keep Fickell, which you got to keep Fickell for the future.
You got
to. You have to keep
him. He's been huge for that.
But I don't see him leaving because his son's about to. His son's on UC.
Hey, he's
a freshman.
He's a freshman.
Or he's a commit, one or the other.
Yeah. Either way, he's here for a couple of years.
He's going to be here for a few years. So you're going to stay with your son. You're going to coach him. So I think it's a bright future. Like I said, this year a lot's going to have to fall in place. I'm more afraid of UC next year because they lose everybody.
Yeah, what do you
can they? That's going to be the test. Can they rebuild next year, or how many seasons is it going to take them to rebuild?
I think next year is going to be a rough year.
I think
that's where you differentiate.
Go through that though. You know,
you do.
And
to an extent,
if you're getting the recruits though, like you said, you should be able to bounce back.
You do, but you don't. Like Ohio State don't really go through that.
No.
Bama doesn't go through that. Michigan does because they're trash. Notre Dame's mediocre. I get what you're saying, but it's
well, UC's still working to that point.
They're building up.
They
have
a conference. You know, we're moving there. Like you said, we're stealing recruits here and there.
Yeah,
I don't think we'll have. Do we immediately go back to a top 5 team in the country? Hell no.
No.
Hell no. You know. But are we going to end up like a North Carolina or a Duke of college football? No, I do not think so.
Now,
I think we start flipping corners here and we start rolling tides and we will be back up there.
They'll get
and
there.
The most important part is keeping Luke Fickell.
Got to keep him. You got to build.
Now, I don't know what would be dirtier, Brian Kelly leaving us during a bowl game or leaving your son, but
I probably think leaving your son, dude. But with that said, jokes aside, the transfer portal has made the game completely different.
Right.
So Fick could leave and his son could enter the transfer portal and, you know, and that's the thing I said to get on Michigan State real quick. Have you guys been paying attention to that? That dude's working the transfer portal, their new coach, like he's a freaking GM. That running back
He's from Wake Forest, wasn't he?
Yeah. He's working it like a GM. Most of his big players, he got through the transfer portal and he's continuing to do that. It's a genius way.
Well,
it's out there. Why not? There's no penalty for being the transfer
one thing
border.
I see in the NCAA that does communicate with the NFL is having elite quarterback play, and the top 4 to 10 teams have nice quarterbacks.
And to say that about DJ Reader, I don't know, he's elite. He's our best, as in UC's best quarterback ever.
You said Reader.
Desmond.
Yeah.
Desmond.
Desmond,
I'm all over the place.
Desmond Ridder.
Desmond Ridder. You guys know how I was saying.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I just wanted to correct it for the
thank
pop.
You. That's no,
all.
Thank you. But he's solid, but he's not C.J. Stroud. He's not.
No, he's been inconsistent at times, too.
Yeah, and they start off slow. He needs to start off fast.
The crazy thing is he could go down as the second or third best quarterback in college football by wins.
Yes.
That's insane. And, yes, he's in the outside 5 conferences.
And I'm not saying this would
happen. A win's a win.
Right. I'm not saying this would happen, but transfer portal, right? You taking Desmond Ridder or are you taking Spencer Rattler?
Ridder.
I hate Spencer Rattler.
Rattler's trash.
I'm not talking about your personal feelings.
He's not good.
I personally think he's garbage.
He's not good.
Okay.
This year shows it.
Ridder moves on, right? This year. He's a senior. And then
he's gone.
Next year they start. Oklahoma starts this guy, right? Mm-hmm. And Spencer Rattler becomes part of the transfer portal. Is that somebody Luke Fickell might go after?
No, I don't think so.
No.
You have Ritter's replacement already.
Yeah.
That young Prather.
Yeah.
He was Mr. Ohio.
Yeah.
Coming out of high school.
Yeah.
I think they're rebuilding. Them. I'm afraid more because their defense is kind of carrying them right now.
Yeah.
And their defense is going to be shattered.
It's been a thing that we missed over the years.
We're missing a key part of it, too, is Ford, who I think was a transfer from Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's been
And he got hurt last game. He got hurt in the last game. So, yeah, but they got to keep feeding the beast. Heisman-wise, Mark, you probably speak to this. Who do you think? Who do you got in your top? I think that Michigan State running back solid as fuck.
Man.
Stroud's been in the talks, but he hasn't had his Heisman moment.
Think you can put him in there.
There's a defender on Bama they've been talking about.
Let me pull. Jeez.
The Heisman watch. Yeah, I kind of pulled that out of the hat randomly on you. Sorry. But.
No, it just depends. I don't know. It's all biased.
Now, college football as a whole, though, do you think they expand soon?
I think they have to.
They have to.
If you have this many questions.
What do you expand it to? 12? 8? I like 8. I like 8. I'm with 12, you on 8.
12's too much.
I think 12's too much,
I think 8's a good number, and a lot of things can play out. That's the joy of college football. This year in college football has been the most fun to watch because it's the most unknown. You didn't know what was going in other than Georgia was just throttling teams.
Yeah, because there's Georgia and then everybody else is battling.
Yeah, that's
because, I mean, the way we're talking about it, though, we're talking about legitimately, like, the top, 8, 9, 10 teams that could actually legitimately make it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it, you got Michigan, Michigan State, Oklahoma. So the top, I'd say the top 10. I don't think Oklahoma State can get back into it now that they have a loss. So really the top 9.
But what if they beat Oklahoma, though?
I still don't think they get – I think if they beat Oklahoma, the Big 12 is out.
You think
– I think if Oklahoma State was undefeated, they could have been a sneaky one. But I think any one loss,
well, just
Big
back,
12 team – and I say that also, let me add on, they don't have a conference championship game.
I know.
And that's always hurt the Big 12.
You might like
and I hope
this.
That's something the Big 12 changes when UC goes there because that's always been a blemish on the Big 12.
That's true.
Thing.
You might like this, but I like Henderson from Ohio State, man. I don't Dude like Ohio State stud. At all. But if they feed that beast for
Trayvon
the last
Henderson
remaining games,
is a secret weapon.
Like me,
they're gonna break him out in either the Michigan game or the playoffs.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. If he they breaks out in Michigan game and he continues that through the playoffs,
if they fed him like they fed Zeke back in the day,
stick that arm out, bro.
That's your Heisman. Yeah,
hey, stick that arm out, Big Daddy. That's a
Mark.
I got the.
The Heisman?
Heisman.
All
right.
Now.
So you have Bryce Young, who's number one.
Say the teams as well.
For Alabama.
Yeah.
You have Kenneth Walker III from Michigan State, the running back. Matt Corral.
Oh, I forgot
Ole
about
Miss.
Him. Forgot about him.
CJ Stroud is number 4. Caleb Williams from Oklahoma. Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh.
Don't know him.
I have no idea.
I told y'all, Pittsburgh's nice.
Sam Hartman, quarterback from Wake Forest. And Henderson from Ohio State.
Oh, he's
who
on
is that kid
he's
who played for Liberty though? Who's their quarterback?
Oh,
sorry, I know I'm throwing more shit out there, but I forgot he was in the Heisman race for a while.
NCAA ain't giving nobody no.
No, Liberty ain't going, but like he might get invited.
He's projected to be like the first quarterback off the board this year.
Yeah,
which is
they
insane.
Say he's the most pro-ready one right now. But also, it's a weak quarterback class.
To compare. This class that just came out to this year's class is
it's going
to
be a bad NFL draft. It's not. I won't say bad. It's not going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I
because there's not a lot of position players coming out.
I thought I just misspoke. Like I didn't think Henderson was even in the running. Mark just clarified that he is, and I don't think Ohio State has used him.
They haven't used him enough. As Ohio State fan, they need to feed Henderson a lot more.
that guy's got it going
feed
on,
feed the beast, dude. Like, utilize that to open up your offense.
Quarterback for Liberty's Malik Williams.
There you go.
Willis, sorry.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I think the top three are what the top three are right now. Matt Corral was doing some absurd things at the beginning of the year. Bryce Young has come into his own absolute stud.
Yeah.
Not trying to be in a bias, but the kid plays phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then Walker from
Michigan State. And he had his Heisman moment.
I think
he had his Heisman moment against me. That's a big thing for the Heisman. You got to have the Heisman moment. And he had that against Michigan. He had his game.
I think CJ Stroud could pop in there. I think CJ Stroud and Bryce Young are going to compete for the top two quarterbacks in the league. college football for the next couple of years.
I think Stroud has his Heisman moment against Michigan. I think he goes off.
I think if...
I think that about the running back from Ohio State.
So. Or him. One of those two have their Heisman moment against Michigan, if not both. You know, because technically it could be both. But they got to feed Henderson. Feed Henderson, it opens up your pass. Olave's had a down year, but he's still the best receiver on the team.
They've been using
Smith and Jigba, if I said his name correctly, but Smith Dash, I like to call him because the last name's harder to pronounce. But that dude's a stud, and we got him for a couple more seasons.
And I agree with you. Stroud or that running back's going to go off against Michigan.
Wilson's been the best receiver stats-wise, but Olave's the best pro-ready receiver coming out of the draft.
Like we were talking about earlier, he's going to be a steal because Wilson's moving up right now.
Yeah, they're the only two real position players.
He's had a mediocre
besides
year.
A couple quarterbacks that'll probably be first round bound.
Oh.
The rest are like defensive players, O linemen.
Yeah, it's gonna be more of a
stuff you need, but not the. It's not a sexy.
Pronounce that name, that wide receiver name for me again, like Olave. But what is
Olave?
Yeah,
like Olave.
he's having a mediocre year right now, and I think he's gonna be a steal. Though.
And he will, and I defend that with the fact that he's getting everybody's number one corners. He's getting more doubles, and I mean. Wilson's having a great year. Nothing against Wilson, because Wilson, it's like a 1A, 1B thing. It's not like a 1 and 2. They're both ones on most teams in the nation.
If you want to be a number 2 and receiver, Smith, you better pick up that slack. That's
one thing I learned I didn't know going into the season is that C.J. Stroud and Smith and Jigba have a relationship. So that's why he's been a favorite. So that next year, that's your Heisman for sure. One of them, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to get it, but those two will be definitely because they're – because Olave and Wilson both leave. They're seniors. They're gone. They're going to the draft. But in Jigba, that dude's – I mean, they just – that's the difference, again, between big time and, like, UC is they recycle players. Yeah. And UC's got to get to that recycling players scenario. That's my biggest argument. But, yeah, when it guards, they've got to expand the playoff. They got to go to 8, at least maybe 12. They got to do something.
We're not talking next year, though. We're talking right now. So.
Yeah.
Put us in there, man. Let's see what we can do. Everybody else up there's got their chance, and I'm just more about a chance at this point. Yeah. You know?
No, I have a hypothetical, Mark, because you weren't. It was, I think, me and TP talked about this on a pod before, and even Brandon, you can get in on it. But it was a hypothetical earlier that there'll be just like you know how they have the Power Five, but there's going to be like dominant conferences because with all the merging going on with. Teams leaving this and teams leaving that. Do you think it'll ever get to just like four big ass conferences? And I'm talking like big, like Cal Pac, like the Pac-12 and the Big Ten have an agreement. They're not merging. But they have an agreement that like they're gonna vote the same way when it comes to any type of voting. Because the big conferences, if people don't know, they vote on a lot of things that affect college football. They have voting rights. You know, their athletic directors have voting rights. So like. Pac-12 and Big Ten have a verbal commitment that we're going to vote the same way to combat the fact that the SEC, which really not, it's the teams that have them. But like, so with Oklahoma and Texas going there, they have all these teams that are powerhouses that have their votes seem to count more. They don't want to say it that way, but it's essentially what it is. So Pac-12 and Big Ten had that merger, like we need our votes to count more. So we need Ohio State paired with Oregon, paired with Michigan, paired with Washington, SC, UCLA. We need them big names together, but you think ever that the Pac-12 and Big Ten would like legit merger, or the Big 12 would, you know?
I don't think so. I think you would keep it at 5.
You just think it was always going to be 5?
I think it's going to be 5, and then you bring those smaller non-heard of conferences to those big Power 5.
Yeah. So then do you essentially get rid of the Group of 5 altogether? Does that become a thing?
I think it goes away.
It goes away, and then do they finally admit basically that there's several divisions again? Because back in the day, they had D1, D2, D3. They didn't call them groups and all that shit. Do you go back to, all right, D1, this is our championship. D2 has this, D3 has this. Because, like, the lower divisions, they've been having playoffs.
Yeah, and
they run it. How many teams they get in it? They have at least 12, if not more, that get in it.
I think it's 12, but they also, James Madison, if I'm...
They're a dog.
But they're going into
a bigger conference.
I think it's not this year, but next year.
They're moving up
to the Sun Belt.
I heard about that because they're blackballing them. Whatever conference they're in D3, is like you can't win our conference championship.
Yep.
You can't even be a part of it because you're leaving.
I don't think
which is a dick move.
I don't think it's impossible. I think that if you expand, that playoffs and everything, it's definitely possible at that point. Yeah. I do agree with Mark, though. I don't think,
I feel like there is a restructuring going on somehow. And I hope that the Big 12 gets to, oh my God, Brandon almost took out the goalpost. Everybody, he's going to take a urination. That's where he's off to. I'm calling him out on the pod. But yeah, I think there's going to be a realignment of, I think it's just a reconfiguration of how college is. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. But you have to, there's something has to be done.
I don't think you could justify taking the top, the Power Five schools and just getting rid of it.
No.
I don't think you could do that.
I think you still have Power Five. They might rebrand it
and rename it.
Yeah.
But I think you still keep those Power Fives because that's the draw. Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
And
I think that's the ratings. What is your thoughts? I want to bring this up. BCS versus what we got going on now. Because I know the BCS had its flaws. But I enjoyed the fact that the computer was involved because it's an inanimate, neutral object. Yes, the software, people had to set up the software. But Mark's asking for a beer. He's on hand signals and shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think BCS definitely had its flaws, but I feel like there was a neutral party where this is just men selecting shit.
I think the CFP is better.
Okay.
But I think the CFP needs to go down to 6. Because currently it's a committee of 13.
Yeah.
So
you think less is more?
I think less is more. I think you're having too many opinions of guys who have...
And that's what...
to be mean, they have no idea what they're talking about football-wise.
No, and speaking of that, that's what Colin Cowherd said as well. He said less is more.
I think that's the draw on it. I think that's... Yeah. That's
so who do you select, though? Because right now they're doing a combination of, like, ADs. They're doing neutral parties. They have, like, some athletic directors that are in it. They have some neutral parties that are just associated with college football. Who do you have? Who are your 6 that you... What people? What type of people? Is it...
I think it's the ADs from outside the Power Fives.
So you let the outside Power Five select it?
Yeah, because you have no bias to it.
That's true.
I'm trying to think where the commissioner is for them, for the CFP is right now.
I don't know, but I completely agree with you already.
I think you take the Power Five out of it. You take 6 ADs from a non-Power Five schools.
Yeah.
Not even outside 5 schools. You pick from smaller schools.
Yeah.
You have the most... You're doing a blank slate. You draw it, and then you go.
I think you don't involve the media at all? Because the AP is like a media-driven ranking system. So they have like 100 people that do it, or 500 people. I don't know the number. They have a lot of people that vote on it, and that's how they break down the votes. And basically, whoever gets the most number one votes is number one. Whoever gets the second most number one votes is number 2, 3, 4, and so on and so forth. But those are all like writers, essentially, for the Associated Press that get privilege. It's privilege writers. Right. It's not any writer. I can't get hired next week and then get a vote. It's, you know, senior privileged writers that get it. You don't involve anyone like that. That's not in it. That's not like directly associated with college football.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you keep it outside of it because... To take it back to the beginning of our conversation when we're talking about ranking, what they did at the first CFP rankings proved to me that rankings don't matter.
Yeah.
It means nothing. Yes, yep. It's a nice shiny number next to your name, but it absolutely means nothing when you get
now,
to the CFP.
Do you ever settle it with, and this is kind of Brandon, your NFL scenario, do you ever do, no matter what their record is, you take the Pac-12 winner. You take the Big Ten winner. You take the winner of each conference, like especially like currently. Say you got the Power Five, and then you take the best non-Power Five, no matter what.
It's different in college because there's so many.
It is. There's so many teams and schedules.
Flipping teams, but man.
Do you ever do something? Try something like that? Does that work in college at all?
I try it, but when all these ranking comes out, it just don't make. They don't make sense to me. It's all blown out.
It gives you the structure that you want it, like you said with the NFL.
Yeah.
Is you take all the conference, just like divisions, no matter how good or bad the division is, like Seahawks making it except with a 7-9 record, they won their division, so they're in. That's how it's set up. It's structured that way. Do you go to more of an NFL-style playoff? Like, I don't give a shit if, you know, Oklahoma has 8 wins but they won the Big 12 chip. I think they'd have to for them, they'd have to implement the championship game. But like,
for sure.
You know, no matter what happens, you take whoever wins. Because I mean, like for the Big 10, for example, it might not be necessarily the Big 10 East that wins that, which is the superior of the divisions. You might F around and get Minnesota this year. Like if it was this year, Minnesota has a legit shot of making the Big 10 chip. Do they win and do they get in? Like, because Minnesota's not great.
To me, like, if Minnesota wins, they're in.
I mean, so that's what I'm saying. Do you do that in college, though, Mark?
Or, yeah.
You know? Or how do you feel about that?
To me, it makes it funner. I mean,
it's the NFL model.
I think if let's just say we merge all these schools together, you keep the Power Five.
Yeah.
You take the top four schools that came out of their conference and won, you know, thoroughly just throttled every other team. And then I think you take two schools that you are in question, and it's a toss-up. You take four and five or whoever you see fit that you don't know where you want to put them at.
Yeah.
You play the championship game a week early, and then you put those two schools together.
Okay.
And then those two play each other, and then that person gets in.
Yeah. Now, like how it's set up, it's very hard to get two teams from the same conference in. No matter who it is, SEC, Big Ten, doesn't matter.
I mean,
it's hard, but like there are years that you could argue that, you know, Bama, Georgia should be in. Not necessarily this year, but there's years that you could argue that, like, no matter what happens, they should be in because they're two of the best teams in the country. There's years you could argue that Ohio State and Michigan State or Michigan, you know, because like the Big Ten East, I always use because I'm comfortable talking to it. They have the superior division, so. It's kind of based on, like, so Ohio State makes the Big Ten championship. They win it. They're in. Likely Michigan's out, or Michigan State, either one, both out. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Michigan State's not better than whoever gets four, whether it be UC, Oregon. You know, like, but they're kind of out because they've lost. They didn't even have a chance to. Now, with that skewed, Ohio State did do that once. They lost to Penn State and still got in. But Penn State didn't also get in. Like, I feel like in that scenario, like, even being a Buckeyes fan, I think both should have found their way in. I don't remember the scenario that year, so I don't want to fully break it down and say that, because maybe there was three undefeateds and then them two. But that's also where the expansion comes in. And I feel like the expansion maybe could help that. That's just my...
I feel like having two schools from the same conference kind of ruins the playoffs.
You think so? Like, you think why? Just...
Like...
I mean, it's a wild card scenario.
And we watched that championship game together. It was Georgia versus Alabama. Like, why? Like, that was just the SEC championship game. Like,
yeah.
Why do we need to watch it? I think it...
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with that. Especially if one... Say they go on undefeated a year and it's Georgia-Bama, and then Georgia wins the SEC championship, but they both get in, but then Bama wins the national championship. Well, it's still watered down because they're even. So that it's almost like they need to play a third game.
Yeah, and to me, that shouldn't even be a scenario.
No, but then that's the NFL model, though, because, like, say the Bengals make it as a wild card this year and the Ravens win the division. Though that's two from the same division, so it's in ways the same scenario.
Right.
So then you're saying why should, you know, so basically not have wild cards, if you will, in college.
Yeah, you're
right. Know? So it's just, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I don't know what I think that scenario.
The crazy
thing, I don't know.
The crazy thing is nobody knows what they're thinking. This stuff is so,
and that's what I hate the most.
Up.
There's no transparency. Mm-hmm. That's what I hate the most.
It's so messed up. You can go any way you want with it. It's kind of like
your
imagination.
You can pick four random teams. I'm still gonna watch because I love college football. But
100% agreed.
But yeah, there needs to be some definite, like.
And I'm more on the pro side than the college, but I watch college football every Saturday. So you know.
But I mean, we can all agree that Ohio State's going to win the national championship, right?
No.
I mean,
if you want to ask that question right now, who is your top four going into the end of the year?
Just my personal top four.
Obviously, there's a lot of dominoes, a lot of shit.
Yeah, but say at the end of it all, and it works out way like
or who do you want? Not necessarily.
Who do I want?
Let's not look at like schedules and like who. Do
okay,
you
just
see?
Who do I want to have and like full favoritism?
Yeah, who you want to see?
Ohio State, obviously. Georgia, Cincinnati. And I wouldn't mind Notre Dame. I wouldn't mind Michigan. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Okay.
I think for matchup wise, I think a Georgia Michigan Ohio State UC game would be good.
Yeah.
The semis.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
See who washes out of that, or insert Notre Dame or insert Oregon, really. But like, for me, just because I'm a Big Ten guy and I hate Michigan, so I shouldn't be one to fucking put their ass in at all.
You want to see their ass beat?
But they're a big name, and I think it makes it exciting.
Oh, now you sound like the vote.
No, but I'm saying what if though? What if Michigan fucks around and beats Georgia? Huh. You know, what if they do? Because and also like to spin it to like who are yours? Do you want to say it?
Well, not even just that.
Who's your four?
Any given Saturday though, like you just said, no. Michigan could beat Georgia.
Yeah, who's your four once? Brandon?
Who fucking is right? But that's the same with UC. Like, these people that are coming into UC, they're seeing them every week as the number two team in the country, and they want to beat them, you know? And I know UC should be stepping on people's necks and, you know, take it. But I watched my own Bengals get liberated.
I did bring that up in a debate with my friend Adam, is that UC is getting everybody's best.
They are.
They and if this thing about UC is, I think that's kind of one of their struggles, is they don't know how to be the one with the target on their backs. They're used to being the underdog, and they're targeting people. Like when they battled Georgia.
They're going in there.
They weren't supposed to win, so they were playing free.
They're going in there to beat them.
There is something to be said about being, like, everybody wants to beat Bama when they play them. They're getting everybody's best. They're throwing the damn kitchen sink at them.
But, okay.
But who's your four? Go.
In all seriousness, I know Georgia's going to make it.
I actually want them, because I like to see them play.
I have no
problem. I like their defense.
I have no problem with Georgia. I don't. I like Georgia. I like, obviously, I'm an Oregon fan. This is in no certain order.
No, just either. Fandom,
so,
yeah.
Just four teams. So, Georgia, Oregon, Ohio State, because I Brian likes
You love them. To hate them, too.
Yeah, they need to be in there,
man. That's kind of why my Michigan was in there, because I love to hate them.
Because if Ohio State's not in, I'm not rooting against anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just like, yep. You know, yeah. Well.
And then your fourth is Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously.
I have Georgia because they're just the best team in college football.
They're dogs.
Far. UC, Ohio State, Oklahoma.
Oh, you want to see Oklahoma? Because the quarterback's a dog.
But I can see that.
I can agree with that.
The problem I have with that, though, is I think Oklahoma jumps UC.
Yeah, but we're just going on once.
Yeah.
We're going on what your perfect scenario is.
That's true.
I could agree with Oklahoma, possibly. Because I'd like to see UC play Oklahoma. Actually, you might have convinced me. Fuck Michigan.
Yeah.
I should always said that from the beginning. Yeah. You're right, Mark, goddammit.
Ride that.
You're right, Mark, goddammit.
Hey, ride that fucking train.
Screw what I said. Mark's right. He's the winner. Ding, ding, ding.
Just to make this clear, I did not put Alabama in my top four.
Yes. But no, I'd love to see Oklahoma UC in a semi.
And it's crazy because I almost put Alabama Georgia, in just because I wanted to beat you somehow. Yep. You know?
Your team's trash.
Because I think that'd be – or even if it's versus different, if it's Ohio State, UC in the semi, and Oklahoma. But I would just like to see Oklahoma play UC. I like that, you know.
If you all want to be real, I want to see fucking Ohio State and UC in the chip, bro.
Oh, yeah. That'd be lit for us Ohioans.
To be 100% honest, I think if UC plays Ohio State, UC wins.
Give me you're that. Smoking. The drugs.
I'm just saying.
Give me that for Christmas.
No,
bro.
That ain't happening. Henderson's running them down the throats.
You got to put
sauce on. Who are you putting sauce on? Olave, I guess.
Pick one.
Bro,
it doesn't matter. He's shutting one down.
Wait, we got two more.
We also have Kobe Bryant on the other side. We got two corners.
Kobe ain't shutting down Wilson.
There's both semifinalists in the best corner in college football.
Bro. Wilson's semifinalist to be that fucking dude in the NFL.
Let's not turn this into an argument. But it's
let's turn it into an argument.
His fucking first name's Kobe, bro.
That's true. It's spelled wrong.
Come on.
But yeah, no, I feel that. I feel like I had another question, but I forget what it is now.
Well, if you want to go basically on once, put Ohio State and UC in. Let's roll. Let's see what happens.
In Indianapolis, too?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to that.
You paying $1,000 for that ticket?
I might have to, man.
I'm watching that shit alone. I ain't even watching with you. Because if we goddamn did lose, I'd fucking burn this motherfucker to the ground, dude.
Dude, you're
I ain't watching that with nobody. I'm turning my phone off. You ain't calling me for 3 days. I got on my face with that shit. I'd be so pissed.
I'll find you, bro.
I'd be so pissed. Don't be knocking on my door, dude.
Come out of this door and look outside.
Knowing Brian, he'd just be acting like he's sleeping on the couch. Like, I'm going to wait for him to go away.
Yeah. So we have 54 minutes. We'll keep rolling until it just cuts us off or we get bored. But yeah. I just want to announce that we're at 54 minutes. Okay. So we're getting down to the nitty gritty of it. Does anybody got anything they want to toss in? Any thoughts? Anything they want to bring up they didn't?
I'll make a wager with Mark real quick right now.
Betting money.
That Oregon is in. At the end of the season, and Alabama is sitting on the outside.
Dude, you're no.
Just looking like crybabies, man. Just look at, just fucking wham babies. Wham.
Honestly, with Oregon, though, Oregon, I would take that bet because they're not beating Utah twice. And there's chances are they're going to have to play them twice.
The Pac.
They're going to play them in the regular season for sure. They're probably going to play them in the Pac-12 championship.
You want to take that bet, Mr. Ohio State? Because guess what?
I'm not betting on Bama, though. That's the only problem, because I think Bama's losing to Georgia, and they're out. I think they're both out. I'll bet that they're both out.
Honestly, I think that...
I'll bet that they're both out.
I think UC has a better chance to make it than Alabama and Ohio State, because I think you guys are both losing. Like, literally, I think you're going to lose a game.
Who's Ohio State losing to?
He's going to lose to Georgia.
Pick Ohio State. They're playing Purdue, Michigan State, Michigan.
You're going to...
I would be scared of your next game.
You're going to lose to Purdue, right?
100%.
It's going to be Purdue, bro. It's not even going to be any of the Michigans, bro.
They're giant slayers right now.
It's going to be Purdue, bro. You guys are going to be struggling coming out there.
Don't even worry about Purdue.
Rusty tracks, can't get it going.
We lost to them a couple years ago. We ain't losing again. That was a one-time scenario.
That team scares me. Hey. If you're,
you know who actually scared me the most at the beginning of the season was Iowa. That's why I selected to.
I've been waiting for this shit for years, bro. I was straight Bill Mafia this shit.
Bill Mafia.
UC and Oregon, both my favorite teams in the college football playoffs.
See, I don't think Oregon makes it. I don't think Bama makes it.
The thing that
that's what makes it interesting, because I really think, and all jokes aside, I really think Bama gets a second loss, and I just don't see how Oregon can beat Utah twice. If they do, then they deserve to be in.
And don't get me wrong.
If they do that, they deserve to be in.
I want Ohio State in. Like I said, my...
He pulled it out. He pulled your headphones out, Bentley Bay. But,
I want Ohio State and UC in the playoffs and Oregon. Like I said, my four includes
I think the Big Ten... Honestly, I think the Big Ten champion gets in.
That makes it the most funnest for me.
I think the Big Ten champion gets in because I think it's Ohio State. It's either Ohio State, Michigan, or Michigan State. One of the three is going to win the chip.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm with you there.
You know, like, one of the three is going to win the chip, and they're going to have one loss doing so. Because I just don't see all three getting two losses before then. I mean, that would be the chaos that UC needs. But I just don't see all – so I think the Big Ten, to wrap it up, I think the Big Ten gets someone in. I think Georgia gets in. So that's two slots for sure. To me, Big Ten championship, champion, and Georgia.
Hey, I
think Bama loses because I think they lose to Georgia. And I honestly think Oregon takes a loss to one of the Utah games.
I don't want no money. I just want to come up. I'm going to open the show that night, you know? Yeah. Like, hey, you guys fucking lost. I told you. I don't want no money bet. I just want to, you know.
I really think I just
want to be able to talk shit for a year.
Now, I'll say, besides my once, my true prediction is really, I think. I say Georgia. If I have to pick the Big Ten champion, I'm gonna say Ohio State. That's a little favoritism in there, but I also think honestly they're better than Michigan.
I do think Ohio State's the best Big
they're
Ten better,
team. They're the best
and Big I don't Ten even team. Like them.
Rather, whatever shakes out, they're still even if they lost to Purdue, they're still better than them. They just lost a shit game, but I think they'll be in it. That'll be my second one. Third, I think Oklahoma does win out. I don't see them losing now. I did earlier in the season, but when they made the quarterback switch and dude's a dog.
Caleb Williams has been
So that's my three. Four is my hardest one to pick. I don't see honestly, like I don't see how the committee can leave UC out if they run it and other people have losses like that. If Oregon does take a second loss, who else do you have? Like you have Notre Dame.
Oregon ain't tripping, bro.
Unless they put two Big Ten teams in, which I don't see because I think they'll all have two losses because Ohio State plays Michigan State and Michigan.
Like I said earlier.
So I don't think a two-loss anybody gets in.
I think the thing that hurts UC and Oregon the most is they're not that step-on-your-neck team. No. Run 50 points up and beat you by 30.
Mark, who's your actual Final Four? Like what you think the committee will do. Not what you want or what you think, but what the committee you think will do.
I think Georgia stays number one. I think whoever comes out of the Big Ten. I don't even know.
No, you can go with that. That's fine.
So open. I want to say the winner of the Big 12.
So no matter who wins it?
No matter who wins it. I think I'll just say Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I think because I don't think you can put Oklahoma.
I think the only Big 12 for me is Oklahoma. I think if Oklahoma loses, there's no Big 12.
I don't see Oregon making it.
I don't know.
And I'm not trying to be.
No. I honestly don't think they're beating Utah twice.
And
are you looking ahead to Utah, or are you just like I don't like them? I don't think they have a good enough schedule, or like what?
I personally don't like the Pac-12.
Nobody. I mean, a lot of people don't though.
They're a down year for a down conference.
Well, you're sitting here saying Utah's going to beat us twice.
Not twice. I think one of the two.
I think they've been like that. I think your down conference is not to get off topic or the Pac-12 Oregon, or in the ACC.
So who's your fourth then? Notre Dame?
I'm not trying to be biased, but it's UC.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Because I don't see – Brandon, you want to say yours? And legitimately, like, how you think they'll pick. Take your heart out of it.
Just with the Oregon thing, obviously, if they use Utah, they're fucking
Do you think
out.
They beat Utah twice?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's fine.
I actually think Oregon's on track to getting healthy right now.
Yeah. Earlier, you know them better than us. So.
Even when they beat Ohio State early in the year, they had tons of injuries. And it was, okay. I mean, the number one defensive player in the draft was out that game and everything. So,
So you have Oregon in.
Yeah.
In no certain order, but you have Oregon in. Who else do you have?
Georgia, Ohio State, and UC. That's it.
Okay.
That's what I want. I don't know if that's what they do. That's what I want.
I know, but is that what you think they do? That's what I'm getting at now. Who do you think they do? Put yourself in the committee's head. What do you think they'll do?
If I was a committee, just the way we've been treated, I think UC gets bounced.
Yeah.
And I think they put a team of either Oklahoma, if they win that conference in there, finish the year strong like they did. I could see the committee literally putting Notre Dame ahead of UC.
I don't see that.
I could see.
It'd be hard to explain.
You couldn't see Michigan.
I guess with
Michigan
that said, though, Mark,
it
might
make sense.
Like,
man,
if Oklahoma State does win out and they beat Oklahoma, they might slide them in because they are 10. They're going to try to keep UC out.
They're going to try their hardest.
They're going to try their hardest to keep UC out. So, legitimately, it could be Oklahoma State instead of Oklahoma. So, it could be a 1A, 1B scenario. I can't see where two teams from any conference get in unless Bama beats Georgia.
Right.
But outside of that, I don't see how any, you know, because there's no one from the Big Ten West that's going to be good enough to also get in. They might get in lieu of whoever they beat. That might blow some shit up, and they might slide them in. I don't know. You know, not unless it's Minnesota, because Minnesota's not even ranked. But they could be in the representation. They might get ranked, but, I mean, Iowa could still win the West. You know, there's a lot of teams that could win the West, so I think if the West wins the Big Ten, if there was an undefeated Big Ten team, it'd be different.
Just throw this out there. What if Purdue just comes out of the blue?
Yeah.
And they beat Ohio State?
That's the worst case scenario for the Big Ten. I think Ohio State, say they lose to Purdue, two losses, they're done. They're not getting in. They beat Michigan State. I still think they beat Michigan, and I still think they win the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, well,
I really do. Boo-hoo. But now you have Big Ten's done. I think they're – unless all hell breaks loose and there's a lot of two losses and you're battling that debate.
Yeah.
Right.
But if it's just a scenario where everybody else wins out, I think the Big Ten's out.
That's never happened before anyway. So.
No, and now the only scenario is – so if the Big Ten's out –
If you're Purdue, don't lose three fucking games.
Purdue's not getting in.
No.
But they can mess it up. They're not going to get in, but they can mess it up. If, okay, say the Big Ten's out, say Bama's out, then you have Georgia for sure. I mean, UC might get in that scenario because they replaced the Big Ten.
I think one's a lock. Like,
one's a lock. One's Georgia's a lock.
Georgia's the best team in college football.
Yeah, even if Georgia loses to Bama, they're unless somehow Georgia gets upset and then also loses to Bama, that might gum it up. But they still probably try to put one of them to it. You know, I
think 2 through 4 is just a question mark.
But it's hard, yeah, because like you said, if Big Ten loses, I don't know who you put in legitimately. So say the Big Ten is out. Say Bama is out. You still have Georgia. If Oregon wins out, they're in. But I think they're in anyway if they went out. Even though I didn't pick them on my four, but if they went out, they're in. But to say, that's where you get a lot of two-loss teams. If you get down to a bunch of two-loss teams, then the debate starts over. Now, I can see a situation where Notre Dame and UC make it. So, say Big Ten's out. So, you got Georgia, UC, Notre Dame. Say they all have, you know, UC's undefeated. Georgia's undefeated. Notre Dame has the one loss against UC. And the Big Ten's out. So, I think the Big Ten's out, then Notre Dame goes in.
Well, I think it's crazy that everybody's like.
And then you might have the Big 12.
UC should be fans of Notre Dame right now. They need Notre Dame
to win. No, they have to have Notre Dame win. If Notre Dame loses again, UC might be out. But how
fucked up is it if Notre Dame jumps them?
I don't think they'll jump them. I really don't. I get the. I know that there was a debate. I don't think that happens. I think they can get in with them. I think if Notre Dame gets in, that's the best case scenario for UC because then they also get in.
I'm just telling you, after seeing these people over the years, I wouldn't be surprised if they do.
I wouldn't put it past them. I really wouldn't. But my honest opinion is, I think if Notre Dame gets in, UC is in with them. I think that's the best case scenario for UC is Notre Dame to get, because a lot's going to have to happen for Notre Dame to get in.
Jump up,
yeah.
You know, they're not getting in just over UC. That means they're getting in also probably over Oregon and Oklahoma.
Right.
Because if you take UC, Notre Dame, and the Big Ten out, you still have Georgia, you have the Big 12, Oregon, so probably, you know, probably them. And then that's where your fourth gets weird. And Michigan, maybe, like if Michigan, you know, but say, I don't know. It's hard to, if the Big Ten's out, I don't know what happens.
Right.
Honestly. If the Big Ten's out, honestly. Honestly, they might. In that case, say the Big Ten's out, Bama might get in then.
I don't think.
Regardless if they lose to Georgia.
I don't think.
Honestly, being number two.
I don't think college football knows what happens if the Big Ten's out. That's their nightmare. Dude.
But if, honestly, if Georgia loses to, or Bama loses to Georgia by like three and the Big Ten's out, Bama's probably in. That's probably my honest reaction.
Yeah, if the Big Ten's out, that's just dumpster fire. They're going to be like, we don't know what the fuck's going on.
Two SEC schools in.
But they're going to put two SECs Georgia in. And Alabama. Yep. Because I don't see Georgia blowing out Bama. I think they win it, but I don't think it's like
three points. Depending on the defense that shows up for Alabama.
But, okay, so say the Big Ten's out, and then Georgia puts, they beat them by 30. Then Bama might not get in.
Right.
Bama's, you know, biggest question for me is their offensive line.
That's where it all comes back down to the style points. That's what, you know, I hate to say it, but that's where style points come back into play. Because you have, then you got to say, okay, well, Bama's lost two, and they lost by 30 in the chip, so that's embarrassing. And then, but then, you know, Oklahoma loses to Oklahoma State, but they lost by three.
Right.
You know? Or they lost on a Hail Mary or whatever. All hell could break loose. And that's the best thing still for UC, though.
It's crazy.
So it is crazy. But we're at a hour 8, so we probably should wrap this bitch up.
Yep. Let's wrap it up.
So, y'all, all right, I guess we're done. And we'll see you next time. I'm definitely going to have these fools on again.
Thanks for having me again.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.